we're going. This is Tyson and Friends. And
friends.
Tyson the only podcast friends. Where I'm the college dropout.
Okay. Okay.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
The only podcast.
Yep. The only podcast where I'm the college dropout. I was politely asked to leave.
And the friends aren't.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him to go back.
No.
No, I'm not.
I'm too old to go back.
You're never too old, Tyson.
No, I'm too old.
Never too old.
Too broken down.
Tyson, plus you can learn all your C++ and your all your awesome stuff here at home with, like, all those awesome Learn at Home programs.
Yeah, I need days. To... I downloaded the Visual Studio thing. Yeah.
People actually using C++?
And I'm like, I'm going to do
C
this.
C#.
Come on, Justin. All the cool kids are using Assembly nowadays anyway.
And C# is the new thing.
Yeah, I've done stuff in C#. I made, like, an Xbox 360 game in C#.
You could just go on Skillshare and learn all sorts of stuff, like how to build a house in the woods.
JavaScript, or Java, I did Python.
I did Java in, like, college, and it was okay. I still like C++ more. Really wanted to learn Assembly, though.
Well, dude, like David said, never too late.
Start all the time in the world.
That's true, I do have time, and I
waste it. If anybody's got extra time here, it's you.
I know. I need to start just selling my time away.
He's got to count all those nerds or whatever whenever he eats them or something. Yeah, I don't know.
All the jelly bellies.
He's doing something with
his
time.
If you have time to watch a 5-hour YouTube video, like from start to finish, no pausing.
I've done that many times.
Then you've got time to read a C++ book.
I watched a guy spend like 6 hours going through a game once. Ironically enough, when I was at work at Convergys, I had a 6-hour call. That was pretty cool. Came in, took one call, went home.
One call, that's all.
Yep.
Seeing Diablo 2 over there makes me want to play it now.
Diablo 2 is a great game.
My son is playing Diablo 2.
I want to give it a shot.
While we're podcasting.
What class is he playing?
Like it.
He chose the
mage lady, Enchantress.
What race did you choose, bud?
The green lady.
Yeah, the green lady who can hold staffs.
The sorceress?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I've used her. She's actually really fun.
I like the Amazon because I can either hit with shoot with a bow or go get up to guys and be stabby stabby.
You know what's cool about that game?
I always did the Necromancer, but I didn't remember how to use them. So the last time I played, I had a bad experience, and I was like, "I'm done."
Diablo games have something incredible going on with them.
Well, the first two.
That is that non-gamers can come along and really love that game. Like there was a guy at my job. He was an intern, so he's gone now, but. Remember Michael? His name was Michael. Remember I told you about Michael?
Yeah.
He's a jock. And this kid loved... I found out later, I thought he hated video games. Because when they come up, he'd be like, I know nothing about that. And then all of a sudden, he'd be like, what? Did you say Diablo 2? Did you? I love that game. And I'm like, what?
Game is magic.
You're a jock. And he's like, no. I love Diablo 2. That's the only video game I ever played.
You know, there's...
And he beat it.
There's a guy on the Utah Jazz that plays WoW. He's way into WoW.
A lot of people play WoW.
Is it Donovan Mitchell?
Like, it could be.
It?
I don't know.
I want to see him bring back the commercials with, like, Mr. T or whatever.
Yeah.
I heard Exum had a situation the other night, and he got, like, pissed off and stormed out of the... He got injured, but it wasn't, like, bad, but he kept thinking it was worse than it was, and he, like, cussed out the other player.
What's going on?
I don't know either.
It's a Jazz thing.
I heard all I know is Justin's talking about sports ball, and I'm starting to fade away.
The only reason I know anything about the Jazz is because my kids are into basketball.
Yeah.
All I know about the Jazz is Karl Malone used to do a commercial at Hardee's for fried
delivers.
Chicken.
Yeah.
That was some good fried chicken. And then WoW also did a Karl Malone set.
What?
Yeah, Classic WoW had that.
Like an add-on or something.
No, there was an item set based off of like the Utah, based off of his time at the Jazz or whatever.
They were the only ones that came, without Karl Malone, and
John
Stockton, they wouldn't have gotten as close. If Jordan wasn't there, they would have probably taken the championships 2 years in a row.
Totally.
Jordan was. He actually came out and said, if it weren't for Karl Malone and the Jazz those few years with like Hornacek and Stockton, if it weren't for Jordan in the way, they would have.
Huh.
It's like they were the toughest competition, definitely, and besides the Bulls.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Pippen and Jordan, they would have taken it.
Yeah.
It's too bad. That's the closest we ever came, is when Jordan was boss.
Huh.
Alright.
Yeah.
But they've actually been doing pretty good. I mean, I don't follow them that close, but Donovan Mitchell, last year, he had a couple of games where he got over 40 points in one game. Can you believe that? I mean, now this is turning into a sports podcast. That's your nightmare, Tice.
I know. Up next is hand egg.
So,
it's football. I'm going to buy the NFL. I'm going to buy the NFL and change it to National Hand Egg.
Oh, man.
I was just thinking I'd probably like Diablo 2 more if I could use a controller for it.
No.
Controllers a lot. I just feel comfortable with a controller.
That's fine.
I liked that with a mouse a lot.
Yeah.
Mouse and keyboard. Because you can assign different keys to do different things. And
7, 6.
But then for first-person shooters, I'm just not as good at that with the keyboard and mouse anymore.
I'm too blind to play a lot of big first-person shooters now.
Man, when I played Doom, remember the first time I played Doom on your PC over here? That's when I fell in love with that game. I was like, I gotta get this on the Switch now. Because then I can have it portable.
Yeah.
Doom is amazing. When is Doom Eternal coming out?
I think next year.
Next year. They delayed it. What? Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
They delayed it, and the Switch version is going to be sometime after it. That's all they said. It's in March.
It's probably because of all these ports they keep making. ID Software keeps making...
Well, and they've delayed Doom 64 with it.
What?
It's supposed to come out next month.
You will get Doom 64 for free by pre-ordering... Eternal.
I want Doom 64 to be really dark like it is on the N64 with like no option to change the brightness.
No.
So you just fumble around in the dark.
And that makes me want to pre-purchase Doom Eternal.
Though. That's why they're doing it.
Because I would like Doom 64.
A lot of people are upset because they're like, oh, they already have it made. It's ready to go. Why did they delay it with it?
Eternal?
Well, it's, or no, 64.
Oh, Doom 64?
They could have put it out
separately
still.
They want the porting to be perfect.
I can't remember if I beat Doom 64 or not back in the day.
It seems like you really liked that.
I want to say I did because I remember getting like that laser rifle that you had to get the parts for.
Next, they got to do Quake 1 and 2. I want those.
Have you seen the Quake 2 demo where they put in like ray tracing and stuff?
What's that?
It's
better
like
lighting.
Yeah, the new lighting engine's out. Like
somebody just kind of souped up the graphics.
Yeah. It looks so good.
What's it on? It's just a PC? Like,
yeah.
Is it a playable thing?
I don't know.
Because I know people have done that with, like, Ocarina of Time. They're like, check this out, and they just tease you with it. It's like this super HD version of Ocarina of Time, and it looks beautiful. And they're like, sorry, you can't play this.
Yeah,
not actually play
some
it.
Some you
can.
I had one downloaded from Unreal Engine 4 where someone made a bunch of Zelda Ocarina of Time levels.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it with Mario 64.
You can play some of his stuff that he's put up.
And that's cool, but maybe it's only like one little portion of the game.
I've got like the Tomb Raider 2 like demo someone made in Unreal Engine 4. That thing's awesome. I got to do a video of it.
I mean, Quake is one of those games where I'd be excited for ID to bring it back to the Switch. Because that's really all I play.
Tyson likes the sounds of that.
Yeah.
I just got
to give up on that crusade.
Well, ports are just gonna... They're always gonna be coming back, I think.
Well, you know, I don't hate, like, ports. I truly don't. It's just... It's like, why are we bringing, like, 20-year-old games back? Like, a lot of them are good. Don't get me wrong, but...
I think that's the
point. There's better ways to do it, though.
They're only trying to bring back the ones that I think... by popularity, people want back.
Well, it's convenience. They like having it portably on the Switch. That's a big deal.
But for me, it's like, there's better ways to do that. Like, instead of re-releasing a bunch of GameCube games or whatever as physical products, just put it on, like, the Nintendo Online.
Well, like this game.
You know, something like that.
Is this game on the Switch? I don't think it is. Jet Grind Radio. No. One of my favorite Dreamcast games.
I think they made a GameCube version of it or something at some point.
I feel like this would be a Nintendo, like... Nintendo has teamed up with Sega a lot. Doesn't Sega own this game? So
probably.
I mean, get with Sega and come out with some of these classics like Shenmue, Echo the Dolphin.
They did. They put Shenmue 1 and 2 out.
On what?
On like everything.
And
like
Shenmue
PS4.
3 is coming.
On the Switch.
Not on the Switch yet.
No.
Okay, because
it'll probably never
Switch.
Hit the Switch.
Because that was a great game. That was one of those that... I just
love Shenmue. I never beat Shenmue. I would play it a little bit, and then I'd get distracted, and it was like, I don't know what I was doing
anymore.
It was
actually kind of short. It wasn't that long of a game. It was more like you were playing a movie.
Yeah.
It was very cinematic.
But it's where I can play a movie and then go to a gacha machine and then go to the arcade and then pet a kitten and then I'm like, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've lived my life.
And then you go to like some like coin-op machine and put it in a coin and get something.
I remember something about the forklift at the dock.
Yeah, there was a forklift. That was later at the end.
I got sidetracked by
You had to get a job and go work a forklift.
How awful is that, where you're excited to get a job in a game, but you hate going to work in real life?
It was one of the first that started doing it. Besides Flashback. Remember in Flashback, you had to get employment?
I never played Flashback.
Oh,
it's on the
missed
Switch.
Out. I know, but it's $20.
Not on sale. They have...
I know, I have it on
for half off before.
I think maybe that game's on the Jaguar. Maybe I'll get it for that.
I've got it on my... ROMs. I just play it on my emulator when I'm really feeling the burn.
Yeah. So, do we want to talk about Blizzard
and the train wreck? Oh, yeah, that's a wild ride. So
get your Blizzard out of your system.
So let me say what I know first, and then you can expound on everything else. So I'll open it up with this because I don't know where it starts and where it ends. But so you know, Justin, you know about China. And they're like trying to take over Hong Kong.
Oh yes, I've heard some.
Hong Kong
chatter
wants
about
to
this.
Remain free and independent.
Well, it's not really they're trying to take over. They're trying to. China wants to enact laws where they can just extradite people.
Oh.
So, and Hong
but
Kong's like
Hong Kong's
no,
separate,
we,
right?
We don't
it has separate
that.
Government.
Yeah, it's like a little.
It's a capitalist
little.
Country.
But I think
on
China
its own.
Owns it now because wasn't Hong Kong used to be owned by like
well,
England?
They're independent of China. That's what my understanding
is. I don't understand all the
logistics. I think there's certain rules, though. You're right. Like, there's some connection there. But they basically took a part of China and said, you guys can do what you want. You're capitalists. But the rest of us, we're all tyrants.
Well, I think Hong Kong has been, like, their own thing. But I think they were owned at one... They were either owned or something to do with, like, England had them, I think, at one time. And then after a while...
Queen. They're loyal to the Queen?
Yeah, and then after a while, I think there was a deal where they were giving Hong Kong back to China after a certain time.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to, like, do a big report on it. Let's do a book report on Hong Kong.
So all I know is they were trying to remain free, and this guy who plays Hearthstone.
Yeah,
have you heard of
that
Hearthstone?
WoW game that's a card game.
Yeah, so he had won, and they let him have some words after he won. And so he goes and he puts on, like, the protester's, like, ski mask and comes back on. And he says, you know, liberate Hong Kong, remain free, or something like
yeah,
that.
I heard about this.
And Blizzard, instead of being supportive of that, they're like, oh, crap. You know, we have a lot of people in China.
Right.
A lot of subscribers in China. Lots of money there. So they apologized for him. They took away
they
his winnings.
That.
They banned him
what?
From the game
took
for
away
life.
His winnings.
And all
of.
This stuff. But then, yeah, they adjusted it later.
I thought that
but
China's the one that made him apologize.
No, well,
China has a lot of collateral, though. They have a lot of...
They probably had
influence
WoW, Blizzard
and money.
Make it.
Yeah.
They probably, like,
so
Blizzard,
like, apologized, and, like, they're like, sorry for this blatant, you know, it's totally against our terms of use and stuff. They're like... You
there was
know,
probably
lots so,
of money involved there.
Yeah, so they were making all this BS up about how he was, you know, infringing on all of his agreement stuff by saying this. So that's the part
that's
I know, and that's where it pretty much ends. Other than like, I know
so,
Overwatch was a failed launch.
Yeah, well,
Switch.
What happened is after they you know banned that guy, I think they also fired like the broadcasters as well.
Yes, I saw that
because those guys had nothing
asking.
To do with it.
Well, no,
so,
I heard they were actually up. They were put up to asking that question.
Well, I don't. So,
but I don't know.
I don't think they asked him. He just,
oh, really?
I think, did it on his own. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Because I know they ducked down behind the table when he said it.
Yeah, because they're probably like crap. But what happened is eventually, just because of the outcry of it, Blizzard eventually like lessened the ban. I think they were going to ban what was it, BlizzChung or whatever his name was,
yeah.
for like a year. Then they took it to 6 months, and then they gave him all his prize winnings back.
He's a Hong Kong citizen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was saying, keep Hong Kong free.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But then, like, a lot more stuff came out. So eventually they gave him his, like, prizes back. And then some people in the U.S. were, you know, did kind of the same thing. And they didn't, I don't think they got banned right away, but they ended up forfeiting.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And then there was also, like, because of this, like, Blizzard's headquarters, a bunch of, I think around, like, 30 employees started to protest.
A lot of people have left Blizzard, or the best I heard was at their headquarters, they had all these, like, values written down outside.
Well,
did you hear about that one?
Well, the values were on a statue.
They were on the statue?
Yeah.
And they had it, like, written down that every voice should be heard, something like
that.
Yeah,
like every voice should be heard.
And somebody went out and like taped over it and said, this isn't true, or something like that.
But yeah, but
they're like, you guys are hypocrites because you didn't allow that to happen.
But they had the protests, which, you know, everything went on with that. And then eventually, like, what also started just threw more gas in the fire is in China, they have their own version of like Twitter because you can't get Twitter in China.
Yeah.
So eventually, like, Blizzard's China account was like, they said something along the lines of like, yeah, what happened was we're angry and disappointed about what happened, and we'll defend the pride of China. And so that just threw gas on it, and everyone's like, so Blizzard's just, they care about China.
It's Activision, probably.
Yeah,
it's
because
subscribers there, they don't want us to make the money, and they're using Blizzard.
If China, all of China's users stopped, because their government could say, all right, no more Blizzard.
They have.
And they can block Blizzard entirely, all in one snap of a finger. Mm-hmm. And then Blizzard loses billions of dollars.
But apparently, like, even the part of the U.S. government got involved. They eventually sent Blizzard stuff saying how disappointed they are on them.
Yeah.
Since Blizzard didn't commit any crimes, they couldn't, you know,
they just feel like they're trapped in the middle, and then they've got billions of dollars that could be lost.
It's all about the money.
It's all about money.
That's all it is.
But apparently, like, a lot of people are just quitting the Blizzard products now. Apparently,
well, I won't probably buy Overwatch ever now, but I also
heard
it's
a Blizzard game?
Yep. Overwatch just got released on Switch.
I know, I saw
and apparently it's a bad port.
And it's been...
Really?
It's like
isn't
horrible.
It a free game to download?
No.
$40. Free. But you like, I heard some of the problems where people would come into the battle and their character's just gone. It's not even coming in.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird...
glitches.
I've heard it's just a bad port. The performance isn't great.
But Nintendo was going to have this big launch party, right? They were going to have all the voice actors from the game at New York
is mad at Blizzard.
Yeah, well,
they kind of were because they.
No one knows what happened. Some people thought that maybe Blizzard's just worried about backlash, and so they canceled the event. Other people were like, Nintendo was probably like, they don't want that garbage
Nintendo
in their house.
Nintendo didn't want any part of the.
They like to stay
negative
out of stuff.
Negative.
They're
vibe.
Like a happy company. That just
and they
wants...
were actually they did make a comment that they were afraid that there might be protesting and it could endanger the celebrities that they were going to have there. They actually did say that.
But it was just a messy situation.
They just didn't want
around.
That.
I know this has changed the subject, but we can go back to this.
Well,
but
no, we're done with
you,
this.
Did
that's,
you
that's,
want,
that's all is? That's all you know?
I was
Tyson?
Thinking of...
That's the latest?
That is everything, yeah.
Throwing it in the Slack channel. Like, remember? Nobody really answered me about joining us over voice today. And I didn't know if Jared
I don't go
to.
In the Slack channel, so...
Tyson's
well, I've been
there,
trying
yeah.
to get you
well,
to.
Well, I'm on there. Look, I'm going to write out Google Hangouts for as long as I can, and then I'll be going... and I'll kick and scream my way to Slack as you guys
you
drag
what,
me there.
So, you know what? I got a message today saying... So I have, on my Android, I have it connected to my PC to be able to do texting. And today it said, you will now be able to do video through Google Duo. And it was coming through as a message on my texting.
Wait. Say that again? Sorry, I was
so
typing on the podcast.
Do you know
podcast.
What Google Duo is?
Yeah, but we used it to talk to Carolee and Brandon when
yeah.
we were doing
so
that thing.
They're basically replacing Hangouts with that through Google.
Yeah.
It's but it came through my text message service that I connect
well,
to.
Because you have an Android phone, and that makes sense.
But it was telling me that through my text
It's kind of like how so Apple does okay. FaceTime and you know, iMessages through their texting. Yours is Android, so they're trying to kind of make it like Android's FaceTime and calling and voice and everything else. So it makes sense.
We use Hangout all the time, so my kids can call
Hangout's
us for free.
Great, and but
they
then
can
when
call
we use
and
Duo,
chat and text and all that.
Duo yeah. worked great. Like I had it here, it was somewhere, but we used it to call. Me and David have a sister and a brother that live out of state. We all got on the call, and there were no issues.
Yeah.
There wasn't any
Duo
lagging.
Duo was pretty smooth.
There wasn't any, like, problem with it.
Yeah, Duo's been
one
tried and tested.
Our sister lives in New York, and my brother lived in Texas at the time. Oh, it worked great.
Google, sponsor us.
Google, thank you. Pay me money now.
And now give us a free Stadia. Yeah. Tyson wants to try
out Stadia. Yeah, give me Stadia.
We can talk about Stadia.
Give me 200 free terabytes of cloud storage for
life.
We've
talked about Stadia, I think, for most of the podcast.
But it's coming out next month?
Yeah. Apparently, there's news that Google's not going to be able to fill the pre-orders.
They have to delay a bunch of the pre-orders.
Actually, that many people are into it?
No, I don't know.
They can't produce as much.
Yeah.
They're just
hardware problems.
Yep. It's just a controller.
Yeah, what the
That's
crap?
All
you're doing is making a fucking controller. It's got to be the chip thing.
And the little Chrome thing.
Because the controller can't be causing this holdup.
Well,
I bet it's server stuff.
It's got to be back-end stuff, having beefy enough infrastructure to handle this. Because if you don't have the output bandwidth infrastructure in place when it's launch, and you have problems on launch day, you're going to have bad news.
Yeah.
You're going to have bad media.
Whatever it is.
Bad tastes in people's mouths.
It's like,
and you have a bad launch.
You already
it's
have this
terrible.
Like, kind of skeptical thing coming out anyway. And
they
want to
have a good launch.
Their launch.
A good launch means everything.
Yep,
it really does.
That's why the Switch has done so well. It just hit the ground running.
Well, but the Dreamcast is an example of that not being true, really, because it had a great launch. They couldn't ramp up enough developers to keep the momentum.
Well, there was, I think, the momentum in the U.S. was still there.
Yeah.
It's just like in Japan, what Sega really cared about, it wasn't there.
Well, and then the PS2 came along and just kind of obliterated it.
Well, to be fair, the PS2 kind of obliterated everybody.
And the Xbox, because Microsoft comes in, hey, we want this too.
You know what?
Let us in.
Xbox did really well. They sold
over
20 million.
I hated them.
They sold more than the GameCube.
I hated Microsoft.
Sold more than the GameCube.
And I still kind of do, but...
I think if the Dreamcast could have kept going, it could have hit maybe like 20-ish something million.
Yeah. I feel like Microsoft killed the Dreamcast in a lot of ways. Because there wasn't enough room for three main consoles at
the time. Sega running out of money is what killed the Dreamcast.
But having three now in the big console biz, it was too much. There wasn't enough room in that town.
Well, to be fair, there's always been like a lot of times more than three consoles on the market.
Yeah. Well,
in any
generation. It's interesting because you usually have two big beefier ones, and then you have one that's like a fun console.
Yeah.
And it's usually Nintendo that's the fun console.
Well, Nintendo used to be one of the two of the beefier guys. It was usually something like Nintendo and Sega would be big, and then you'd have like 3DO and the Jaguar and all these other...
These like third-party ones that are trying to be big. But
yeah, just... like TurboGrafx 16. Nobody ever talks about
that. That's a good system. The only console Tyson never got.
No, I'll get it someday.
So,
and the two games that
were
released.
Were you
going
to say something else about Stadia before we move on? About its launch and how it's going to do bad.
My criticisms for it is just Google's, like, every problem that, or at least I should say every issue someone has, Google's response is, oh, the ISPs will take care of it.
Yep.
And then
it all comes down to how well you're going to get bandwidth and performance.
It's true, but they're beefy. They have to have beefy enough servers.
Well,
if you don't have that on the back end to push the throughput, and it's got to be good from there too.
Well, yeah, but
in the data center.
That's
but another problem
over.
Is
it's Google, so it should be easy, right?
Yeah,
they own probably a ton of their own data centers.
Another issue that I could see having is if they go with like a connectionless protocol. You know, because that'll be easier for bandwidth. And the problem, there's two things: connection and connectionless. Connection makes sure that the packet gets to you. And if it gets corrupted, it resends it. Connectionless, it just sends it out. It's like, I don't care what happens.
Okay.
If you get it,
so
you get it.
It doesn't do checks.
Yeah.
So,
but the thing is connectionless is generally faster, which I could see them using.
Yeah, because it's...
And the problem is what happens if you don't get 15 frames or 15 packets?
You lose a little bit of frame rate and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's faster in the end.
Yeah, and that's my concern, because if you're playing a game like first-person shooter or a fighting game, and like
you don't want it to be lagging and buffering and stopping.
Yeah, you miss like 5-10 frames. That's huge.
You'd rather have like a little bit of grainy like resolution for like a half a second.
But even that will be like,
it'll be cringy.
Have you heard about how they're going to try and counteract the lag though? Predictive button presses.
Well,
have you heard about that?
Yeah.
They're going all to try the, all, over
all,
time.
All the online stuff does that. Like, WoW does all that. Well, yeah. Wait,
they're going to guess which button you would have pressed next. No.
Basically, how this works is with the predictive stuff is it's like, okay, if he's pressing up, we're just going to keep thinking he's pressing up until we get another button press. It's like that's
terrible.
It's like in WoW, when you're walking, the server isn't always getting information that says, okay, he walked two steps, and then, you know.
I can see the logic.
The server just thinks that, okay, if your character's walking, he's going to walk until something happens. And that's why when there's, like, lag, your character, like, you know, goes back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
That happens because the server says, you know, you're still walking.
I don't know what direction you're pushing.
Yeah. All the server knows is you're heading in this direction, and then it updates, and it's like, oops, okay, now he's here. Now he's
Diablo
back here.
3 all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, it's because this save bandwidth and everything.
That's why I don't
the
like
server.
Online sometimes with Diablo 3. I'm like, I'm just going one
but
player.
Pretty much all online games have that to some extent, because if you didn't, then like every frame you'd have to send to the servers, like, okay, he's walking, he's walking.
Then why are people making a big deal out of it for this?
Because people don't understand.
It made it sound like it was actually going to push the button even if it didn't push it.
No, it's just, if you're pressing the button, it's just going to see, okay, he's pressing the button. He's
but
probably
it's only
press
doing
the
that in cases where it's going to skip or fall behind.
Well, it's
on
all,
latency.
It's kind of always going to do that.
I admit.
But again, a lot of online games do that.
I do admire Google for pioneering this thing. And that's
pretty
cool.
Well, they're not the first, but...
They're not the first, but they're the first to kind of come out with the big... Like home
they're going
console.
All in on it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all like cloud based essentially.
Well,
like,
OnLive tried to do that like a decade ago, and they.
That's what I was saying. They're not the first, but.
Oh, of course not. But like usually, no one's ever the first.
Yeah.
Because well, a lot of people are saying that the xCloud is going to be probably a better option because you can still have your games. Right.
I think
the
so.
The differences will be, xCloud will work in the same exact way, but instead of you know. Not giving you any collateral like piece of equipment.
You guys have heard of this, right?
Then you'll.
I can't read it. Just tell me what it says.
It's Apple Arcade.
Yeah,
this came out with the newest OS, and you pay per month, and it's $4.99 a month. And there's only games. There's games that you can only get if you subscribe to this, and so developers are now building apps like Oceanhorn 2. That's probably the only reason I want to get it is to play this game, which is like a Zelda knockoff, but it looks amazing. I mean, look.
Yeah.
But the thing is it's already doing what we're talking about. They're already doing this server-based, like, subscription-based gameplay. Jared, that's what I was thinking. It would be fun to have him here. He could talk about it because he's already been doing this.
Wow, that is a total knockoff.
Yeah, it's totally. And you can, instead of an arrow, he was shooting a gun, like a pistol thing. But it's cooler than the first one. It's like all 3D based.
Oh,
like,
it's completely different than the first.
Like it's more like you're playing Breath of the Wild now instead of just like the top level.
Oh, we need more of those like Korean knockoff Breath of the Wild games come out. You know, the ladies with like the double G jugs.
We're gonna have to cut that part out for Cammy.
Yeah.
Oh crap.
No,
I'm not going to listen to it anymore.
I wouldn't.
But let's not do that.
I wouldn't play those games anyway. They look, I don't know. I saw one Korean
one.
You
said you couldn't see them.
Well, I watched a video. Well, I couldn't read the text, but.
Well,
I saw a video of like
some. I heard about there's an exclusive Lego game on that.
Yeah, there is. It's Lego World or something. There it is. It looks really cool.
It's like Smash Brothers meets Lego. That's what it is.
What the heck, I can't find it.
But I did see like it was either a Chinese or Korean knockoff of Breath of the Wild, and that was like their focus. Like, oh, the lady's got big boobs, and I was like, this looks dumb.
Lego Brawls.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, it's like Smash Brothers meets Lego. But, yeah, I mean...
There it is.
I don't mind if people do knockoffs as long as they have it, you know, unique enough, and the experience is a little bit different and kind of refreshing and exciting. Sure.
So I don't know how well this Apple Arcade thing is doing, but I've heard it's doing okay.
It seems like the price point is good.
Well, I'm sure Apple won't kill it off. Like, Google will probably kill Stadia off in like 2 years if it doesn't take off.
The thing is Apple didn't really have to build any hardware for this. They've already got the hardware in place with people's iPhones. So they're just building off of what people already have. If it fails, oh well. Like, they didn't have to put that much effort or money into it, I think. They just got a bunch of developers to sign up for exclusive games. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, well, what else? So should we kind of do it backwards, where we talk about what we've been playing now?
I guess I'll go first. I've been playing Prostatitis. That is not a game you want to play.
You might need to explain because that's what Tyson's been sick with.
It's a prostate issue, been real sick, lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks. Great way to lose weight.
I can tell you lost weight.
Yeah. And then
the beard really, you know, hides it.
Yeah. when I've not been sick, I've playing a little bit of Astral Chain, and I don't know.
Tyson loves every second of.
There's times where I have a lot of fun with it, and then there's other times like, man, this is one of the worst things I've ever played. There's just times where it just drags out and it just bothers me. I'm like, I just want this chapter to end.
Yeah, I want to switch. I bought that game too, and it's just sitting because I need to play all these other games first.
Yep.
But I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you and
my wife.
What code word should we give her? Coconut.
Give her a code word.
Coconut.
Coconut. Sure.
How good coconut will like it?
I like that. That works. Coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut and strawberry.
Yep. I've heard.
We can call the littlest one grape.
I've heard that strawberry's been playing the goose game.
Oh, yeah, she beat that.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about the goose game for a while.
Yeah.
I was disappointed by it.
So, my coworker who doesn't really play games at all, he comes in and he talks to me today. So, did you play the goose game? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's like, I watched my daughter play that, and she played it and beat it completely, and, you know, he liked it. He thought it was great. Tormenting people.
I think it sounds
like
fun.
You're
once
a horrible
you said
goose.
It, once you said it, sounds like it plays like Metal Gear Solid with a goose.
It does.
Like,
yeah,
okay.
To a certain extent.
They sold me. So there's some espionage.
You
got
to sneak around.
I just wanted to be more of a jerk, and the game couldn't give that to me.
Tyson, you're a complete
jerk.
Okay.
It doesn't get much jerkier than this.
Here. You go up to some poor kid, untie his shoes, make him fall in a puddle, and then his glasses come off his face. You steal his glasses, you replace them,
and
then you make him buy his airplane back at the store.
Yes, but I wanted to be more of a jerk, and I wanted the NPCs to be kind of interact with me more about it. Like, you know, in the first area, like, the gardener guy doesn't lock his gate because I'm stealing his produce, you know, forcing me a different way in or something. Like, I wanted something like that. I just wanted the game to be... I don't know. I think a little bit more.
The game was exactly what I thought it would be, and I liked it a lot.
I was just disappointed. It
needed to be a little longer, I think. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's an
indie game.
They have made so much money from this, I bet, because it's very popular. It's very trendy. And I'm sure they'll have another one.
There's memes all over the internet.
You know what?
They need to put out the bear one next.
You know...
Yes, a bear game would be
fun.
The
thing we should do is make a game where you're a hippo and people just throw watermelons in your mouth.
That works, too.
People will buy that millions. We'll sell millions. Get all that juicy watermelon physics.
So is that all you've had time to play between your prostatitis?
Well, I've been playing a little bit more classic WoW here and there.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit level 40. I'm like two bars away from 49.
Cool.
Best part is the guild exploded that I was in. There's like, what, 4 or 5 members? So I sign in and no one's there. I'm like, this is great. No one's talking to me. I'm in a guild.
I almost made it to 20 in that game before I was done for a while.
Yeah.
I'll go back to it someday. It's just, there's no time. It takes up a lot of your time.
Yep.
Especially
classic
the old
like
one.
That. Yeah.
The old one is just, everything's so slow.
Yeah, well, part of it is because it's like you got to walk until level 40. You got to take the Hilltoe Express anywhere you want to go.
And the taxis are not bad, but there's only one in each zone. What the crap is that?
Yeah, well, that's... Look.
That's the original.
So, right. Justin, you don't know, but in the original, they had one thing that would, you know, fly you around on a griffin between areas.
Well, you know what?
But they had, like, 6 by the end of it. The current WoW has, like, 6 flight points that you can go to.
So there's only one.
So if you don't have a mount, you just fly to the next spot.
Well... Back in the day, all the flight points weren't connected like they were.
Really?
Yep.
So they at least put that in.
Yep. So if you wanted to go from like Red Ridge to like Ironforge, you had to make a stop at Stormwind and then go to Ironforge. And it was worse if you wanted to go higher up the map. Because you had to know, okay, who connects to what to get me to where I need to go.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah. So there was only one point A to point B thing in the whole game, you're saying?
Well,
like, kind of like shortcut
transportation. Yeah, so they have like little cities, basically. So yeah. You can have like, that's what the little areas maybe we'll call them. And within each one, there's only one point to fly into.
Yeah.
But nowadays, WoW has like six.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
So you can go to this spot and fly to this spot and fly to, I mean,
yeah, before it was just one path.
Walking can take anywhere between 15 minutes to like 45 minutes, depending on where you're going.
Oh, that was
just straight walking. And that's all you're doing. And if you're not getting distracted fighting guys and collecting crap along the way. You know,
it's like, you're gonna love doing some of those like level 20 quests. I did my paladin one to get a mace, and I had to walk all around the world. It was
like me and Tyson. We went to Stormwind so we could get to Westfall. That took us that was probably like an hour and a half of walking around.
Yeah,
dying a few times along the way
because we were night elf, so we had to go from the night elf area, take the boat to the dwarven area, walk all the way through the dwarven area.
So it's kind of like Lagoon, how you only have that gondola thing that goes from one point to the other.
That's a good action.
And then
that's,
if you have to walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's a very good actual, that's a very good comparison because, yeah, if you want to go somewhere in the middle of the park, you got to walk.
It's either you got to walk or maybe
so
take the gondola.
If they had
walk.
Like a gondola that would go take you to the middle of the park, off
and
the
that's
side.
What, and that's what the current,
that's
WoW
what
does.
Current WoW does.
Current WoW's got like 15 gondolas.
Or one that would take you to the middle of the park.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm always worried.
Or they could do it like Zelda Breath of the Wild. You can just transport anywhere, anytime you want.
Yeah. Well, they kind of have that.
They've added that. They have portals
There's a lot of portals to get you everywhere.
Back in the day, you used to have to hire a mage to open one for you, and they had to be leveled up enough to do that.
Yep.
When the world gets that big that it takes you that long to walk across it, then you got to come up with...
Oh, they did.
The world is a lot smaller now, even though it's huge.
Yeah. Although I think
it's so small now.
Back in the day, it makes sense that they didn't have that because they wanted users or players to experience the vast like wideness of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you couldn't do that if you just push a button and you transport. Like now, we're just kind of spoiled with it, and so we're like, I don't want to have to walk.
That doesn't bother me.
45 minutes.
I mean, you put on auto run.
But back then, think about
his podcast.
Mm-hmm. The worlds that we had when we were kids. We're just tiny.
Well,
and they were 2D.
Our world was just walk to the right.
Yeah, Ocarina of Time was the first one that seemed like
dinky.
It was like massive, and you're like, whoa. I had to walk all the way from Kakariko Village to the stable, and then from there.
Who walked? You just backflipped the whole time in Zelda. That was quicker.
Side jump.
Yeah, just woo, 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 woo.
That's what someone who shall not be named does, right, David? Backflips everywhere?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Strawberry?
Coconut?
Grape?
I don't know.
I don't know what the nickname
Coca-Cola?
For her.
Coconut is my wife.
Coconut.
Strawberry is my first.
Coconut just backflips
grape
everywhere.
Grape is my second.
What game were we playing? Oh, Diablo 3. She was just backflipping everywhere. Remember that? Or is it the roll? It's the roll. My bad.
Yes, rolling.
So she prefers the rolling over just walking.
Yeah.
Fun fact, PC doesn't have the roll.
Yep. That's what David made sure I knew that one. It was like the selling point for me.
Yep.
He's like, you do know that this one has rolling.
The rolling wasn't even that great, I know.
Well, it's an evasion thing.
Nice to get out
I can
of,
see
you know,
if you're getting attacked and you want to go back, then it's kind of cool because you're just like, back up.
It's just a good way to get out of AoE stuff.
That's why I play the Demon Hunter. Just hit up the invasion abilities and whoop. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So on to Pokemon Go, because I know you guys love it.
Yeah, there was like
some,
I don't know.
There was a death today.
Who
or
cares?
Yesterday.
It's Pokemon.
Apparently somebody...
Is this what you're going to talk about?
No.
Have you been playing?
I just came to my mind because a coworker told me today. He knows I play Pokemon
Did
Go.
Someone... Wait, a
He's
person
like,
actually
someone
died? A person
I
died?
About this.
And so it's so dumb because the news report...
Wait. A person died?
Yeah.
An actual person
makes it
time.
Sound like it's because they were playing Pokemon Go,
what?
But that really has nothing to do with
shooting,
it.
Wasn't it.
It was a shooting, and it was a robbery. Some dude was robbing a store, and these bystanders were just kind of playing Pokemon Go, and they saw the robbery happen. Well, since they were just playing and kind of casually, sort of just watching, then the guy comes out after he robs, and he's like, "Oh, those guys just saw me do this. I better take care of that. Boom, boom. Ran off.
That's horrible.
Pokemon Go part of it has nothing to really do with it.
Well, they'll blame Pokemon.
They will. They'll Pokemon try to blame Go's it.
They weren't being attentive enough.
And this dude walked off a cliff. It's Pokemon Go's fault. You know, it's like,
yeah, I've seen those things. One. It's like, yeah, the guy fell in a ditch. Or
common sense, people.
Or people have stepped in front of moving vehicles. I mean,
those people just as well have been texting somebody or you know.
Yeah, but texting.
Doing a FaceTime.
Texting's
with somebody
not a bad guy. Video games are, you know.
Right, right.
Texting is a bad guy when you're on the road.
Yeah, texting and driving. But the thing is Pokemon Going and driving is a thing, too. And I've been guilty of that. But I try not to because I try to stop the car.
It's a lot more involved when you're playing that than it is.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Well, the thing is like, I have it on
your mount.
Like a mount. And I want to see while I'm driving to and from work, hey, are there any Pokemon gyms that are, like, red? And that's my team color. Red. Mystic. Right? Am I saying the right name? I don't even know the name of the
Mystic
team.
Mystic is
Mystic,
isn't it?
Mystic and
I think Mystic's
Instinct.
No, Valor. Yeah.
Valor is red. So, sorry, we're
Mystic
Team Valor.
Is blue.
Mystic's blue.
I haven't even played it for
and I don't remember the names, but I just remember I'm Team Red. But I remember
I'm
the logo.
Take a nap.
Anyway, I'm looking at the I'm just looking at it kind of like it's my maps, you know? And I just see if a gym's there. And, hey, there's an opening on that gym. It's on my way to work. Pull over. Boom. Throw my gun on it.
I have to say, I have noticed a lot more people playing it lately than...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
so
popular.
So it went through a lull for the past few years. And it is making a little bit
it's
of
way
a comeback
picking up.
From what I've seen.
It's way popular now. Dude, tonight was another
Darkrai
raid. And people go out from 6 to 7. You would have seen in Orem. You probably would have seen tons of people.
And I think
Pokemon.
Part of that might be because Nintendo has been pushing Pokemon a lot lately because they had their Pokemon Let's Go.
They changed
And now
stuff.
They've got the new Pokemon coming out on the Switch. And a lot of people know about the Switch. So
well, and there's
I think
things,
that's
if
helping.
You buy the Switch games, then there's special features you unlock in the Pokemon Go game.
Yeah.
Only if you have the Pokemon Go Eevee or Pikachu game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Meltan is a special Pokemon that you could only get.
And you know that little Pokeball that you can buy with
there's
Pokemon
like a Pokeball
Go
thing.
Eevee and Pikachu? That can be your little counter
like a
thing.
Belt.
It can be like the little, I don't know, what is that? That little thing you could carry around with you and do Pokemon while you
I don't have
it.
Jared has one of them. He's like, I never even used it.
Yeah, your Pokeball does the same thing, I've heard.
But I don't see the point when, I don't know, I've got Adventure Sync turned on. Have you heard of that? It's a game changer. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. You have that turned on, even when your phone's in your pocket and you're not even touching the game, next time you load up the game, it syncs the steps that you took. And so all the candy from your buddies, you'll get it, and then all the...
What about if my app's not running?
No, you don't need it running. Because it's... What it's doing
so
is it's pausing the game and then it starts calculating your steps from your phone.
Based on your GPS?
Yeah, GPS or if it counts as steps like this. Your phone counts steps if it's a sophisticated, newer type of phone.
Oh, it wouldn't work with mine because mine's a piece of junk.
It counts steps like this. So if me bouncing this when the game's closed actually simulates eggs hatching. And all I got to do is bounce my phone like this and I'm hatching eggs.
You heard about multiplayer, right?
On this?
They're doing Pokemon battles against humans now. That's the next
match.
That'll be coming
soon.
Well,
no, we can do that.
You
we
can
do
fight
trainer
each
battles.
Other?
Yeah.
Direct
trainer battles.
One-on-one.
Trainer battles are there. But maybe they're talking about something different. But the thing is there's all kinds of cool, like, things. Watch. See, like, they've always got these special events. Like, right now, Halloween events. Catch
yeah,
this
I heard
mini.
About how you can capture Mimikyu.
Yeah.
Pikachu that's dressed as Mimikyu.
Yeah, and these rewards are fun. Like
Tyson, I gotta help out, you know?
Yeah, he's got a Pikachu.
When are we gonna talk about Digimon, the far superior monster?
Oh.
So this is why I think it's doing well. Pokemon does these new things. Like, they're always coming out with something new. Like, hey, get fired up for Community Day. And then they let you know, they give
events.
You a heads up. Events, yeah. And they're like, hey, look.
Community events.
Spooky raid hour, legendary raid hour.
When
every
do I get
Wednesday
to eat a Pikachu?
October. I can make you a Pikachu cake or something.
No, you know, I want Pikachu meat, like chocobo meat.
Well, I put meat in it, and it used will give you the effect that you're eating a
Pikachu. Used to bug coconut about
why
that.
Why don't you just buy a rat and kill it and eat it, Tyson?
How about this?
Is this
Pikachu?
Oh, Pikachu that's too much work.
Does this Pikachu get you excited? Do you want to eat him?
No.
Yeah, see, that's the one I was thinking.
What's he in a dress?
It's Mimikyu.
It's his Halloween outfit.
That's Mimikyu.
Mimikyu? What is that?
Mimikyu is a Pokemon.
I don't like any of this.
It is
Mimikyu is a Pokemon who just take Pikachu out of there, and that's what Mimikyu looks like.
Well, here's an interesting thing.
He's a Pokemon who's trying to look like Pikachu.
Well, I want to evolve him.
How do you know this?
Because I know
it. He knows more about it than I do.
It's because Coconut tells me.
I want to evolve him with his Mimikyu suit. But I can't evolve him.
I know more about it than you.
I can't evolve him into Raichu. Look,
you
he doesn't
can't.
Evolve.
That one won't because it's
he's
unique.
So cute.
I'm
though.
Being tortured.
Look, I have this one. Look
I'm dead.
Cool.
Tyson.
Wait,
in my defense, Tyson.
Event Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pikachu.
It, Coconut's brother was talking to me about it just the other day. So
Detective Pikachu.
Detective Santa Pikachu. And there's
I have the Santa one.
Yeah, because that was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And there's one with the cool hat.
Yeah, I'll eat the cool hat too. Pikachu. I'll eat him.
Anyway.
And then they have shiny.
Did
I haven't
told
talk
you about
this.
What you've been playing, Justin, lately?
Yeah, well, I've been playing this, so that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I have another game.
I'm trying, Dyson. I'm
well, this is why I'm telling you the reasons why it's pop culture and it's cool now again.
I mean,
because
I
have
noticed
shinies.
A lot more people playing it.
See that? An orange Electabuzz? What?
What?
So there's a reason why I'm not playing it.
Do people
I
still
have
like
too many
Magikarp?
Other games to play right now.
Is that a thing?
A Magikarp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
Holy
still
cow.
Like that? Best
look,
play
what turns into,
look what we did to the speakers there.
That was
yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's see. I have a decibel meter. Let's see if it went above a certain amount. It's not going to tell me. Loud. So, I'm just telling you the reasons why. Okay, we can move on from Pokemon Go. But that is a game that
watch.
I'm really into because I go on several walks a week
mm-hmm.
while I'm at work. And I get like 60 kilometers every week on that game.
Wait, hold up.
I don't know how much that is in miles.
Hold up.
How many miles is that?
I think it's
I understood
like
the word work, but you said walk. What is this?
There's a thing where you sit at on your butt all day at work
uh-huh.
that makes you want to get off of it.
No.
And
no.
walk.
No, no.
Tyson doesn't
so,
know what that is.
I don't like to just sit at my desk all day staring at a screen. So I get off my butt and go on walks with my coworkers. Because it sucks.
You said 60 kilometers?
Yeah, 50 to 60. Because there's rewards you get when you walk 50 kilometers. See, look. You unlock. Look at this. I've already done 25 kilometers.
That's how many
week.
Miles? 60.
Whoa! I'm walking 37 miles a week.
Is
are you
I
really?
Used to.
Yeah.
That's
with
crazy.
Adventure Sync turned on. Here's the thing. I'm telling you, Adventure Sync is really cool
because
it counts your steps while you were not playing the game.
We're now a fitness
next time
podcast.
You open it.
Hey, speaking
it's
of
like,
that, I want to get the Ring Fit.
It's like, hey, you walked this
man.
Minute. So anyway, another game I've been playing is Link's Awakening. My friends let me borrow it.
That's good.
And that's pretty fun. I was telling Tyson about the fishing. David, you haven't played Link's Awakening, have you?
Not yet.
Neither have you.
I started it on the Game Boy until I couldn't see the Game Boy screen. Man, that's
but
hard to see.
The fishing is fun. The fishing is way fun. You cat. It's like a side view, and there's a big old fat green one. Try to get him. He's
mm-hmm.
hard to reel in. But I got him.
I will be playing.
And it gives you records on like the largest fish that you can get. Kind of like Ocarina of Time did.
Uh-huh.
And it was fun. We were catching fish. My kids were screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah.
And my wife came down and she's like, what is going on? Sounds like somebody's dying down here. I'm like, nope, we're just fishing. Fishing on Zelda, you know? Anyway, it's fun. I can see how that game is just a Game Boy game with cute graphics.
You know what? I'm
going to
play
a
fishing game on
the
Dreamcast.
It's very simple.
Some people have said it's not adding like really much content other than it just looks nice.
It looks cute. Here's my thing about it. Same thing as Bloodstained. I see slowdown and lagging and skipping and...
You know what I've heard about that?
What the crap?
Just restart your Switch and then start your game up.
And it doesn't
brand new. And don't leave your game. Don't quit.
Oh.
What there's about something to do with the RAM in certain games when it loads up how much RAM you're using.
So wait, are you saying like, that I need to shut down my Switch all the way?
Yeah, do like a hard restart on your Switch.
Is it just some weird like sleep issue?
Yeah, it's like the way it goes to sleep. It resets
the Xbox One has probably that.
Clearing cache and a lot of things to do. So if you do that, and you want to keep RAM playing it for like a good 2 hour session, then just restart it and you won't see it.
I ought to try that. Because I was seriously going, what? Nintendo, this is not that much to render. And you're fuzzing out the graphics on the borders.
Yeah, there's people that have taken that out too. They've like modified it for their PCs. What? They've taken the game, put it on their PC, and like taken that out.
How'd they get the source code?
I don't know.
They just emulate it.
Yeah.
And then
They probably just
have the emulator. Yeah,
they add that as an option to take it out.
Well, I think it's cool, but I'm sitting here going, if it's rendering the edges to be fuzzy, shouldn't that be like giving me more RAM? More memory,
or it's taking
more because more RAM it's actually rendering in a sharp resolution, and on top of that, they're actually fuzzing it out around the border. Speaking, so it's double whammy.
Speaking of source code, did you guys hear about like earlier in the year when someone actually decompiled Super Mario 64 and got the source code for it?
No.
Yeah, they did that. It's pretty cool.
Is that because the original source code is lost?
No, that's just a bunch of people wanted to see the source code. So they
decompiled it.
Yep.
And can you do that with any, like, Nintendo, like, cartridge game?
Or? Well, anything that's been turned into, like...
It seems like it should be possible.
Anything that's been compiled into, like, an, you know, executable,
it's all
whatever.
Coded right there on that cartridge or disc. You should be able to use a program or software to kind of...
Yeah.
Basically reverse that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, but the process is never perfect. Because when you compile something, it strips out a lot of certain stuff.
Oh, I'm sure
stuff.
It's way more complicated than what we're making it.
Yeah, but people got the source code, and they're going through and
that's cool.
Fixing it up.
So then they can make it in HD.
Yeah.
Let's get a 4K version of Mario 64. And we'll call it Mario 8K.
Yep, and 4K. then Nintendo will shut us down. Because, like, everybody else who does, like, their own Nintendo project...
We'll just make a spoof. Like, using... a Chinese...
Yeah.
We'll call him... we'll call him, like... I don't know. Some other...
Smario.
Smario, yeah, exactly. Just throw another letter in front
Smario
of
it. Smario 64, where we have to save Princess Smeech.
As long as you changed it 10%, you're out of the trademark copywriting.
I'm sure that's going to hold up in court.
Instead of Goombas, you smash Smoombas?
Yeah, Shmoombas.
I think that only works with like Chain music. Roll. You can do that with music. You change it just a little bit, and it's fine.
It's any content. That's how Weird Al Yankovic does all his stuff. It's all music, yes, but he doesn't even have to go to the artists and ask their permission. He can just do it, but he does because he wants to be a good person and like he wants to just... For the principle of the matter. Mm-hmm.
David,
he wants to get the permission.
We'll just render every enemy with googly eyes. It's fine.
Did you know that, this is a fun fact, Prince hated Weird Al Yankovic? I don't... Is he still alive?
Prince
hates. Yeah, Prince is dead.
For oh, Prince
hated,
been dead?
He hated Weird Al.
You never knew this.
Yeah. I probably did.
That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure we heard that he died a while ago.
It's like but 2 years
probably. He hated him because Weird Al would always come to him and say, hey, I want to do a knockoff or a, you know, funny song of yours. And Prince would say, leave me alone. I don't want you touching my music. And he's like, okay, fine. And he respected that. But every once in a while, one of those, like, what are they, the accordion songs? The polka songs? He mentions Prince sometimes. Oh, your name is Prince. You know, like, he says these little things.
Just little jabs.
And
at
one
him.
Time, my friend told me that Prince got assigned to sit next to Weird Al at the
That's
music
funny.
Awards.
That's
and
funny.
He asked them to change the seat. And they honored it. They actually changed the seat.
I'd sit next to Weird Al. That'd be fun.
Oh, that'd be way fun.
Arlo's a big fan of Weird Al. Goes to a lot of his concerts.
I wonder what Arlo's up to nowadays. Haven't really watched any of his videos.
He got The Witcher 3. And it was weird because we're like, that's pretty mature content for his channel.
He probably
but
just didn't do the mature stuff.
Yeah,
right?
he explained, you
just
know, this is going
to
show some of the game, which is mature. But, like, he says it's good.
He just
good
didn't
port.
Go to the whorehouses, right?
He got it for free, though.
I've always wanted to play it on the PC. I've always wanted to play the series, but then other games come out, and I forget about it. And
that apparently had really good ratings. It was like 9
it's
out of 10.
It's a good game, from what a lot of people have said. I will never play it, but...
Yeah. I probably will never play it, just because of the mature content in there.
Plus, I would rather get Skyrim before I get that, just because of... I mean, I've heard so much good about Skyrim and never played it, so...
I beat Skyrim.
Plus, I hear it's a little more simplified in the skills trees and stuff. Skyrim is a little bit more user-friendly that way and easier to play.
For the Switch.
Oh, I know.
It's $30.
It's just because...
Why don't you have that on the Switch?
Because I have it on the PC.
Oh, get it on the Switch.
He can mod it however he wants.
Then I can borrow it from you.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
I can mod it up on the PC and be just some weird, you know, whatever.
You can have it portably for all those times that you take your Switch all over the world.
Yeah,
And all the travels that you do.
I can just put it on a laptop,
all the business
too,
trips you go on.
He's got business meetings.
Yeah.
We have a stepbrother that he bought the Switch just for his business trips. Right, Clint? If you're hearing this. Clint is awesome. He bought the newer Switch because he said he sometimes flies from, you know, all the way across the country, California to Florida. And on that flight, if he had the older Switch, the battery wouldn't last. But getting the newer Switch, this last trip he did from Florida to California, it lasted the entire
trip. And he tries to do it
all
with, like, a carry-on bag. So he's, like, I can't really have a big battery bank. And
yeah.
I don't know.
He said sometimes the flight's tough.
He won't even pack a Pro Controller because he's trying to keep it so compact.
Yeah, he is. But he has, like, usually they have the flights have a charger, a outlet, but not all older planes don't. So he didn't have one this last time, but his battery lasted the entire trip.
That's cool.
Yeah. So he's liking the newer Switch.
Let's get him a Game Gear so he can take that on his trip. And as soon as the plane takes off,
it'll
the batteries will be dead.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Before it even leaves the airport.
Yeah.
So do we want to hear what I've been playing lately?
Go ahead.
No, that's been... time's gone by a little bit.
Wait, I've been playing Breath of the Wild again.
I thought you were playing...
Well...
Link's Awakening.
I am, but...
Let's just hear David talk about Goose Game, and then
my kids wanted to see me beat all the Divine Beasts, and so I'm still working my way through that. And I just did the Camel.
I thought you already beat the game, though.
No, Boris. Oh, I have.
Just playing it through again.
Yeah, for them, because they wanted to see every Divine Beast, and I went through and did it.
Oh, they still haven't seen all of
them? My younger kids have not. They have.
Okay.
So they've seen it all. They've already beat... Have you guys beat the game?
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild? They don't get
all
the stuff.
Including getting
all
those stuff?
I mean,
they didn't get the shrines.
The Switch. I didn't beat the game on the Switch, but...
They beat it on the Wii U.
I always wanted to play it on the Wii U.
I want the Wii U version.
I can let you borrow it.
I'll just buy the
Wii
U.
No, I just
want
to have it, yeah.
I want to actually go back and play it on the Wii U, just for comparison's sake.
It's very similar.
And I liked the controller. That big controller, I got used to it. And although holding it up, I would play the game for hours in front of the TV standing there and with the controller like this. My shoulders started hurting because that controller is like 20 pounds.
It's actually not that heavy.
I'm exaggerating, but it's heavier than most gamer controllers, right? Because it has this big screen attached to it. The Wii U.
It's pretty light.
But I liked
it.
I liked the buttons and I liked the placement. When I first started playing the Switch version, I was like, this is weird. Like, these buttons are so tiny. They're like little pellets. Little like Advil pellets.
I think your kid went looking for the bathroom.
No, he knows where it is. He's been to it.
So,
all right, go ahead. Your turn.
Yeah, I've mostly been trying to stay to Dragon Quest Builders 2. Because I recently bought Dragon Quest XI, not just the demo version. I got the full game, and I played that for another like 10 hours on top of what I'd already spent.
I know nothing about Dragon Quest.
It's fun,
other than what you guys say.
Well, there's dragons and there's quests, and
It's an RPG, but it's like a little more simple than a Final Fantasy, which I kind of like for that.
More action based. It's not
a little bit
as much.
More story and action based and less convoluted and less.
Do you build stuff?
That's a different
Dragon Builder.
Dragon Quest Builders 1 was awesome, and I bought the sequel to it.
That's the one that your Strawberry likes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the one that Strawberry beat.
Yeah. So it had. Yeah, she's got 120 hours in that game right now, currently. Plus, she started her own new file, and she's been playing on Grape's file. And
I love that Grape's already playing games.
I want a fruit name.
Grape. Well, Grape, when she plays, right. She'll play Dragon Quest XI and she'll just dink around in it. It's an RPG, full mm-hmm. RPG, but she just likes to run around because the game's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what Wesley likes so to do. Cool. He just likes to get the horses and
yeah, it has a horse and, in it and yeah. people to talk to, and they have full voice acting.
Wesley doesn't even do any objectives. He just goes around like smashing things and
yeah.
like just it's digging and finding around. Like gems and
that's what I've been noticing he's been doing with that Diablo 2.
Oh, is that all he's doing? Has he done any quests?
I don't know. He's just been watching. Run around and he kills a few things and yes. he goes back to town.
That's what you do.
And then he kills a
well,
few.
Well, that game is like that. It's just like chipping away at getting through the marshies. And
so yeah, after I'm done with that, I want to play the rest of Dragon Quest XI. So Builders is fun. I'm in the third area. And I guess there's only three areas, but. There's fourth one if you want to count the your main home base.
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm done with that, then I want to do the rest of Dragon Quest XI and then Astral Chain. And I've got a huge list, and that's why I won't.
You have Astral Chain? Or
yeah, we do. We,
yeah, he bought it like
so,
last week.
Yeah,
but you haven't even played it yet.
Not yet. Coconut's probably playing it right now.
It's on the backlog.
That's what she said she's gonna do.
Tyson, this is an original Game Boy.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
It's...
Oh, it's the one they came out with, the colored version of the original.
My original Game Boy didn't work. I think it... I think the batteries exploded and it... Because
he
it...
has it.
My sister had a... Sister or cousin played the Game Boy and they forgot about it and it sat in my mom's office for like 2 decades.
Hmm.
And I think the batteries exploded. And
but this one works.
Yeah.
Mind if I...
Go you ahead. You're not going to be able to see anything.
You guys can keep talking.
You have to get it with the light on it.
You need to be the surface of the sun. It,
nice.
That good old 8-bit chiptune.
Are you getting that in the mic?
Yeah, it's...
We'll have to check later.
Things going up and, you know, up and down. And...
I can't believe this works. We were just talking about this at work today. I meet some of my coworkers. They're like, "You have a Game Boy that still runs?" Tyson does.
I'm excited to play Link's Awakening. I'll be getting it for Christmas. And then I'm excited for Luigi's Mansion 3. I'll be getting that for Coconut for Christmas. And, you know, a few other things. But
yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of good games coming out.
Yep. Too many.
Too many good games.
I still got a bunch of PS4 games I got to burn through. I got Final Fantasy 15. I think I've owned it for a year and I haven't even touched it yet.
You know what sucks about all this, though? All these good games, like, you feel like, okay, I got a backlog. I got to get through them. And you would, I think I'm going to be going through these quicker than I normally would.
Yep.
And then you think, oh, well, is that experience less enjoyable because I felt like I had to speed through it? I don't know.
Why is I just keep buying games? Like, I need to go through Red Dead Redemption 2, but I put it down because I know it's going to be like a 100-hour game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't. It's like, I want to play it, but 100 hours, that's a lot of, you know,
yeah,
a lot of other
games.
Yeah,
that's what sucks is, like, so many good games, but so many long games. Like,
yep.
Very long games.
Man,
classic.
Now Nintendo's gonna sue us.
Yeah.
You didn't ask for permission to play that song.
Yeah.
Such a cool soundtrack though. I do like on the new Link's Awakening game, they've taken all these songs and they've made them, you know, better. Like
mm-hmm.
it sounds great. You're gonna like it. What they've done to it.
Oh, I know.
I was just hoping that they would have like kind of expounded upon what was already here. I mean, they have with graphics, but in
they
almost every
just
way,
use the old green colored, you know, just
the dot matrix.
Yeah,
so
make it look like it's on a Game Boy.
Jared said he beat Dragon Quest XI on the PS4, just barely.
Okay, I did play this game on Ryan's Game Boy sometimes.
I played bits and pieces of it from my friends, like Eric and Mike, who had that game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I play like a dungeon here and there.
Yeah,
never played the full game though. I know there's a windfish, and, you know, there's a windfish, giant egg.
And an egg.
Gonna cook that egg.
And some instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it. And
I wanna see what a 13-year-old thinks about this. Nope. Don't say anything.
Which one of your kids is 13?
This guy.
How old are you?
He's 12. He's 13.
So why is he raising his hand that he's 13?
He likes to... He fibs a little bit here and there. But I want to see what this guy thinks. I want to see
government-issued IDs.
I want to know what he thinks about... Uh-oh, it's dying. Tyson, it's dying. Can you see the screen?
No.
It's like totally dying.
I told you, that's why I couldn't...
Yeah, I think your battery
is not because of the battery?
When the battery... It turns red like that when the battery's getting low, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the battery light.
Yeah, so...
I swear I put new... Well, maybe I didn't put new... Well, I don't know. My new batteries is... I'll just take it out of something.
Giving the Game Boy, the original Game Boy... fresh
batteries.
Oh, it's totally... Can't even see it now. All it's doing is playing music.
It's because the contrast thing was all
the way. Oh! I thought that was the volume, maybe.
No. You do the contrast one.
So old school that I don't even remember that. Okay. We're giving the Game Boy, original Game Boy, to a 13-year-old.
Who's playing the Switch?
Pause it. We want to know what you think when you play that game.
Oh, he's playing Legend, Asphalt Legends. That's a good game.
I played that too. You played it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Asphalt Legends is way fun.
A lot of asphalt, and you got to make it Legend.
Good.
You know, a lot.
And
I was impressed. I will play some more.
A lot of paperwork.
The game is fun. I started playing on here, but it's way funner to play on the phone with the... Did you use the swiping motions at all?
No.
You use the actual control. It's like a completely different game when you play it that way. But on the phone, you play it with the swiping motions, and it's also a very fun way to play it.
I can't tell what time it is.
It's 8:24.
Yeah. You think we should end it?
No.
It's been...
We're having tons of fun, Tyce.
No, the podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's been... Well, is there anything else to discuss?
No.
I wanted to hear, I wanted to record this, what a 13-year-old thinks of the original Game Boy.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I just don't know how long we've been going for.
All right, what are your thoughts?
It's been going for about an hour.
Yeah, we've kind of...
All right, Michael.
Podcast hour.
Tell us what you think of the original Game Boy. That was one of the first handheld video game systems that ever came out.
It's funny. It's
all he has to say is it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, I can't see what's going on, so.
Well, but yeah, basically, that was all we had. That was the best we had. And that was pretty good.
I don't know.
Wait, there's chompers on a Zelda game?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a Nintendo game, so they can integrate... They had all kinds of Nintendo stuff in that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
there was Mario. Goombas. And...
There was Goombas. And there was... What else was there? Like, turtles. It looked like they had the spiky turtle guys.
I think so, yeah.
And, like, the Beatles. The Beetle guys with the football helmets. Those are in it. You had to use your shield to flip them.
Mm-hmm.
Or knock them off the edge. Anyway, he says it's funny. Was that the word he used?
Yeah, funny.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you got to say about it, Michael?
Good backhanded compliment.
We just wanted an unbiased 13-year-old opinion on the original Game Boy.
Sure, it's funny.
Yep.
We're not going to get much more than that, folks.
No.
Sounds good.
That's been our podcast for this week. I can't see the mouse cursor. I think I see it. I got to get closer. Stupid vision.
Get a little closer. Tyson's putting the moves on the laptop.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
How did you save on this game?